You are listening to Amplify Your Success Podcast, episode 111. And today we're doing something special. I'm going behind the scenes with an emerging business leader to coach them on how to uncover their compelling signature talk title. You're going to get a lot of great wisdom out of this episode. So let's get started.
Welcome to the Amplify Your Success Podcast. Hey, are you a thought leader, creative entrepreneur, or change maker and want to magnify your impact, boost influence while creating a financial abundance? Stay tuned for today's inspiring episode with your host, Melanie Benson.
Hello there, inspired entrepreneurs and business leaders. It's Melanie Benson here, your host, and today we're going behind the scenes with a member of the Own Your Bold Inner Circle. And what I'm going to be doing is coaching her on how to uncover her very own signature talk title. Now, she's getting ready to pitch herself to a group of big name podcasters and all kinds of entrepreneurs, and she's got a dual purpose, which I'll explain when we get in. But first, let me share with you a little bit about the Own Your Bold Inner Circle, because we'll be talking about a little bit in the episode today. Now, this is a unique group designed specifically for emerging experts, business leaders, expertpreneurs, people who want to make a greater impact, and they love the idea that they could get more momentum, more resources, more connections by collaborating with a fired up group of entrepreneurs. Now, the Own Your Bold Inner Circle is taking new members right now at ownyourboldcircle.com, and you can find out a little bit more about it, but let's just say each month, you're going to get fired up and absolutely clear on how to propel your business forward. We tackle every month a really important part of growing your business so that you have more influence, more leadership, and more power. So let's get into today's episode. Hello there, inspired business leaders and entrepreneurs. It's your host, Melanie Benson here. And today I'm super excited. We have a special episode of the podcast. We're doing an on-air coaching session today with our very own Your Bold Circle member, Lorianne Speaks. So Lorianne, welcome to the call.
Thank you so much, Melanie. I truly appreciate it.
Yeah, well, you are a newer member to the Own Your Bold Circle, and you won this session once in a while. We have a little contest, and you won a Get Amplified session. What these are mini strategy sessions. And today we are going to do a little digging into how to really showcase your business with a signature talk. And you're getting a chance to pitch it in the very near future. So we thought we would dig in and figure out like how to really position yourself as the authority. Because I heard you say that is one of your opportunities, right? Really figure out how to position yourself as that authority and really showcase your specialty better.
Right. Yes. As a matter of fact, I kind of got nervous about the social media because even though that's really what I do so much, I was worried about this certain place that I'm going in next month, that there would be so many technical people and social media people that might not be considered that kind of expert. But then I thought one of my taglines is that you can talk, you can listen to the webinars of the social media experts, but they'll tell you maybe what to do, but they're not going to do it for you. Mm-hmm. And I do.
Yeah, I love it. Well, let's do a little background before we begin. Like, give me a second. Tell us a little bit about your background. Who are you? What do you do? And who do you support?
Okay. Well, for the last 16 years, I've been supporting authors and speakers in their administrative functions, their logistics, all areas of support. And now I have my own company with my own associates, and we are supporting authors and speakers, primarily in the areas of social media, doing some research for them to try to get their name out to the right, whether it be speaker bureaus or associations, things along that line, places where they can speak. As well as after the fact, doing all those mundane things like data entry of all the business cards you just collected. So we really do support authors and speakers in all facets. So that's what we do. Yeah.
Well, you know, knowing who you serve is a really big part of the puzzle. And so, you know, when we're crafting a signature talk, one of the things that I think is so important is, you know, this idea that you know how to communicate in your talk, what you do, and you take people on a journey to basically help them realize, oh my gosh, I need to hire her. So as you've been thinking about your, like, a couple of ideas of what you would want to give a talk on, and in this particular case, you're going to pitch yourself in a room full of podcasters. So you're going to be pitching you as a podcast guest.
Right.
What do you think, you know, and keeping in mind, you know, there's a room full of speakers, what is the pain or the situation that, you know, that audience needs to hear to know they need someone like you?
Well, I developed three different areas of expertise that I thought I could be helpful in. Mm-hmm. One is how to find, train, and work with a virtual assistant. I think this day and age, our gig economy has made it that you realize that it's only about 50% of the workforce are full-time employees. The rest are contractors, you know, gig people like myself. So, I mean, the overall view of the workforce has changed. And so I think the VA is such an important role that is coming into fruition for whether it be those podcasters or the people that are trying to build their business to be on those podcasts. Mm-hmm. So I think that was one of the things that I wanted to focus in on.
Okay.
The other being just the fact that it's never too late in this gig economy, and just on a motivational thing, because I saw a lot of the podcasters were motivational type podcasts. And I thought, hey, you know what? I got a story here that a lot of people would have crawled into a ball and said, oh my God, I'm never going to work again. So I think on a level of motivation, that was an option. And as then obviously the work that I do on a daily basis, which is the social media management.
So social media management is your number one service you provide speakers and authors?
Primarily.
Okay. And I'm taking notes as we go here. So if you hear a little typing, that's what I'm doing here.
That's okay. I just did it in pen.
So tell me a little bit about finding, training, and working with a VA. If you are the service, how does that, like teaching them how to find, train, and work with their own VA, how does that help them choose you as the VA?
Well, in all honesty, part of the process of finding a good VA that you can work with for years are not only just the hard skills, but it's the soft skills. Mm-hmm. Do I see myself on a personality level? I don't think many people take into effect. Personality is so important. You got to make sure that you can talk to this person and be very clear in your communication to talk specifically about what the expectations are, deadlines. Everything needs to be clear. So the whole basis of clear communication is very important as well.
So I'll just go with my gut here. My gut is people don't want to hire a VA. They want to get a result. And so if you want to get your most bang for your buck, I love the idea of you coming up with a kind of a motivational talk you might do.
Okay.
I also, you know, what you want to do is you want to showcase your services to an audience that needs those services, right? Mm-hmm. And I remember you saying at one point, and correct me if I got this wrong, that you also help your clients kind of manage the getting booked process, right? Isn't that right. One of the things you do?
Right.
So is this more about them finding more bookings, or is this more about managing the process once they've been booked, you know, all the things that they need to get and all the follow-up steps?
No, I think they need to develop their content and what their topic is. Mm-hmm. And then I can go, I can then take it from there and help them find bookings. Mm-hmm. And manage all that liaison work that has to take place in many of these associations and places that we go to speak at. And it also depends on the speaker as to what their goal is. Is this mm-hmm. a speech, or is this a speech to get your face out there to possible gigs, if you know what I mean? I mean,
yes. Yes. So here's what I would do. I think social media management, that may be your number one thing, but when you're in an audience full of speakers, right? Because that's they're in that audience is a speaker. Yeah. I would position that you help speakers and authors solve the single greatest challenge they have, and that is getting themselves booked in as many platforms as possible to share their message with more audiences. And then, you know, you said it very elegantly that you basically help all of the liaison pieces so that once they book it, it doesn't fall through the cracks because right. something's been forgotten.
Right.
And those two things together is a priceless thing. And the way you could pitch this at the event, I think, is really going to be powerful for you, because you can say, you know, you can tell a very short snippet of your story. Mm-hmm. So, you know, I'm Lorraine Speaks, and, you know, I'm like, I'm making this up, right? But you say something like, you know, I 3 years ago, I found myself curled up in a ball in the middle of my living room floor, trying to figure out what in the world I was going to do, because everything I thought my career was going to be about had gone away. I'm Lorraine Speaks, and what I do today is I help passionate, mission-driven speakers and authors solve the biggest problem they have, getting booked on stages and then supporting them to make sure that they have all those moving parts in place. That is a very tight pitch. And then you could share a little bit, you know, we could go into a little bit more on your story. How does that feel to you to go in with that?
That sounds good.
Okay.
Yeah. So, my strong point's not the marketing side.
What? I'm shocked. We haven't worked on that at all.
I am the detail person. I am that. Yeah. It's like one of the things my old boss used to say is, I knew I could just give it to you and nothing fell through a crack. And that's what I.
Okay. Let's go with that. Like, this is why I like going through this process, is because that's part of your pitch, right? Mm-hmm. So part of your pitch is, okay, so hold on. Like, I'm actually, this is part of your marketing copy, is imagine having so much faith in your support team, knowing that nothing falls through the cracks, and you can just stand up and do what you're most passionate about. Speak, share your message. Okay. So now we've got a couple of hooks for your pitch, and I'll talk to you a little bit more, and you're going to get supported by this organization too. You're going to New Media Summit. I'll just put that out there in case people are like, what is it that you're going to? they'll help you craft the pitch a little bit more.
Okay.
And I'll be there, so we can certainly fine tune it a little bit once you get there.
Okay.
But here's what I would like to do is, like, let's talk a little bit about the structure of what you deliver once they book you on the show. Okay. And we want to title this, because one of the tools you're going to want to bring with you, and I encourage everybody to get one of these put together, it's called a one sheet.
Yes.
You want to have a little one sheet that is memorable, that really helps you stand out. Mm-hmm. And that means a talk title, 3 to 5 takeaways from your talk, and the value that you're going to bring to their audience through your conversation. What we want to do here is really focus in on your talk title, mm-hmm. and make sure you've got your talking points outlined.
Okay.
So we want to think of a juicy way to put this out in front of people that you know, kind of like they get that you solve this particular problem and what you will be for a podcast guest. So I want you to think all the people that have podcasts that could potentially pick you up. There's two different kinds of podcast hosts that'll be there. There's going to be people who are going to bring you on for your expertise, and there's going to be people who are going to bring you on for your story. Okay.
Okay.
So I'll tell you how to handle that in your pitch in a minute. Let's talk about the ones that are going to be good for you to showcase, like you as an expert, right?
Mm-hmm.
I'm trying to think of a clever way to say what you do and turn it into a really let's actually get the takeaways first. So I want you to think of three like teaching points, three important benefits in a podcast interview you could share in your messaging.
Okay. Are we talking about the social media, the support?
Well, you are pretty much talking fully about helping your authors and speakers get more bookings and get their message shared with more people. Social media management comes underneath that umbrella, right?
Okay.
How to share more, your message with more people.
Okay. So,
okay. I got one for you.
Thank you. When you
delegate things like this, you have more, you are more in your passion. Right. So like every speaker's superpower is speaking, right? But when they're not in their superpower, they're doing administrative minutia that usually burns them out. So we want to pull that out in your talking point, right?
Right.
That one of the most powerful ways to spend more time doing what you love is to delegate the things you don't love doing.
Right.
Would you agree?
Right.
So, I want to like say that it has to do with like one of the ways to be a better speaker is to do more of what you love, speak.
Right.
And that means you need to get the things off your plate that you know, the administrative things that someone else can do to support you, do what you do best.
Right. That's been Stephen Covey's message for the last 25 years.
Yes. Right. So this has got to be what is called a hook statement. You need to say that often and frequently in a similar fashion. Look, if you want to be a better speaker, you need to speak more. And that means you've got to get the other stuff off your plate. If you've got admin that someone else can help you with that you don't enjoy doing and you don't do well, or you want to do more of it and you don't have time, hire someone like Lorianne Speaks to, you know, take care of that for you. We do things like get you more speaking gigs, get you more interviews, get your message shared via social media so that you can do the thing you were born to do, and that's share your message.
Great.
All right. Kind of going along these lines, can you think of another talking point, another thing that would be really important to share with audiences around this?
Well, along those lines of, it's kind of changed my whole frame of thought here. Because
mm-hmm.
I wasn't actually thinking in terms of booking them more business. It's more about getting their presence known so people actually come to them too. So maybe part of it would be to get more, to be seen as the expert you are. You need to have your voice hit throughout social media, but I'm not quite sure how I want to say that because.
Okay, I got it for you.
Okay.
All right. So to be seen as an expert and an authority, you need your message shared consistently on social media. Who has time to do their own social media, right? Like you are on a stage, you're traveling to an event. You don't have time to pull out all of these clever messages. And that's where you can use a virtual assistant or, you know, a support person to help craft messaging statements and get them consistently shared on social media. Boom. Talking point. Great. Does that work for you?
Yeah, and I'm going to have to listen through this whole podcast myself to learn all the different things, you know.
Well, we can arrange that for you. Luckily, it's going exactly. to be going live. Okay, also, okay. I'm taking notes for you, so I'll send
Thank
this
you, sweetheart.
Okay. Okay, so I'm thinking we're going to use kind of a baseline talk of the three secrets to getting more visibility as a messenger.
Right.
Okay. What's the third element? Something else that it's like, because you do this for them, it solves a problem or alleviates some pain that they have.
Wouldn't you like to be the one getting the ask rather than asking?
Tell me what you mean by that.
Well, if you're out there and you're seen as the expert that you are, you will have people reaching out to you instead of you constantly having to call all the organizations. Mm. My clients, with a couple of them, I've gotten to the point where people are calling us, not the other way around.
Right. So you help them transition from being the asker to being asked.
Right. That's what I'm saying. Yeah.
That's a clever little statement.
Thank you.
I like that. That's a good hook.
Okay.
That's what we're doing as we're doing this. We are crafting your social media messaging statements that your team can help circulate to promote your business. Isn't that nice?
Nice. Well, isn't that special?
Yes. So now that we're on a roll here, are you thinking of anything else that you want to kind of pull out that you know these are things you do for your clients that are maybe hidden value and things they don't even know they need until you do them?
Well, sure. You know, I know that one of the things that I'm continually seeing is everybody talking about building their list, building their thing to do their blasts and whatnot onto. And that's why data entry, you want to talk about the most mundane, you know, minutia kind of work. It's doing that, but it has to be done so that you can get that into your CRM and be able to touch them more frequently without being, you know, I have a little bit of a stickler kind of thing with how many times do you reach out. But I think, you know, those are those little tasks that they don't even think about. Mm-hmm. But when you come home from a conference, I know that my people come home with 500 cards. No one wants to do that.
Right.
I don't even want to do that. I hire somebody to do that. I have my people to do that.
Right.
So
this is good. So a talking point would be how to get the most mundane tasks like data entry and list building handled for you.
Yeah.
So, you know, the whole key is how do you spend more time doing the thing you were born to do? Speaking, sharing your message. And how do you keep showcasing who you are as an expert and authority by getting the other stuff off your plate? So what I'm hearing is you do something really critical, and that is you help speakers and authors grow their visibility and spread their message so they get more bookings as a expert, something along those lines. Does that sound right?
Right, right. Exactly.
All right. So is there anything else? Like if you've got 20 minutes to inspire an audience of listeners on a podcast to come and hire your company. Mm-hmm. And you want them to hear the things that they're struggling with or that they go, oh my gosh, I didn't know I could do that. Or wow, there's a company that does the very thing I hate doing the most. Is there anything else you would want an audience to hear?
Even how would you like to get your message out to the masses while you're giving your speech or podcast. We live tweet for people.
Oh, interesting.
There's a good one.
Okay. So how to leverage real time.
Real time.
Viral messaging during your speeches and webinars, something like that. That's excellent. I love that. So this is now called
the whole day doing that today.
This is called real-time viral messaging.
Real-time viral
messaging. Yeah, and you want the word viral in there,
right?
Because viral is what we all want. We want our message to go viral, right?
Mm-hmm.
How to leverage your speeches with, there you go.
Webinars or podcasts.
Speeches, okay. Webinars, and and
podcasts. Yeah.
Interviews. Perfect. I love it. And that is a great thing, which is not on your website, ma'am.
Yeah. Well, that's because I just started doing it. I spent the day. One of my clients has her second edition hitting today.
Okay, good.
So she was doing podcasts and webinars all day, along with, you know, all the tweets and all the different things. She's amazing. But
right.
But that's what I spent my morning doing, was live tweeting as she was doing these podcasts.
Mm-hmm.
You know, with her Twitter handle. The name just wasn't coming to my mind. With her handle, so that it's then seen, you know,
great,
by all her people.
Awesome, awesome service. Okay, so let's go back to your title. Your title is the hook, right?
Right.
So what do you, as we've kind of gone through this and we've really kind of dug deeper into the elements of what you could talk about.
Right.
What's coming to you as a talk title? I'm going to drop these into the chat for you so you have the notes. Delegate the admin so you spend more time doing what you're born to do.
Right.
Be seen as the expert you are by getting your message shared consistently on social media. How to get asked instead of being the asker. How to get asked onto big stages and great opportunities instead of being the asker.
Right.
How to get the most mundane tasks like data entry and list building handled for you. How to leverage your speech, webinar, or podcast interview with real-time viral messaging. Okay. So these are, I consider these the secrets to I almost want to say amplifying because it is amplifying your message in the world.
Right.
So these are things you do for your clients. So you can do them by yourself or you can hire someone like us to do them for you.
Right.
And that frees you up to keep going back and doing the thing you were born to do.
You know what? I actually like the one that caught my attention was, imagine having so much faith in your support team that you could focus strictly on your message.
Yeah, that's part of your copy, but that's not your title.
Okay.
So your title has to be really snappy, really big, you know, like, you know, it's like a benefit driven statement. So, you know, the secret to amplify your message globally, the secret to speaking more and working less in your business. The secret to spending more time doing what you're born to do.
Okay, so we're trying to go with the secret.
Okay. It doesn't have to be the secret. I'm just playing.
No, I'm trying to like roll it all up into a ball that then I can
unload.
But
Could be how.
How about the secret to amplify your visibility and message? And message, either globally or to the world, or
do your visibility and message as a speaker.
Yeah.
Okay. I like it. So yeah. I would say kind of run with that. And now in this particular audience, and I think it's really, you know, as a matter of fact, I was just interviewing someone about the power our stories have. I think it's really compelling to share a story, but you've got to tell your stories short. Okay.
Right.
So it's got to be something visceral, like, you know, 12 months ago, I was, you know, homeless. I had no job. Right? You
know, it's like, God forbid.
Right. But yeah, you know what I'm saying.
Well, what I was focusing in on is just the fact of at 60, you're laid off. Holy crap.
That's a great way to start it. That's a perfect way. Imagine being 60 years old and you get laid off.
Right. Can I say holy crap?
Yeah. But that's how I would start your pitch.
I might not get on the Christian podcast, but
holy crap.
Okay.
Yes. But I would definitely do something of that nature. Like, imagine is a very powerful starter to any showcasing. Because immediately you're telling the people in the audience to imagine that scenario with you.
Right.
Well, this is my story of how I turned lemons into lemonade and now am doing something that I love. And so, you know, I went from being laid off, having absolutely no idea what I was supposed to do with my life, to now serving passionate, excited speakers, authors, and messengers to help them amplify their visibility and message across the globe. Boom. How is that?
Booyah.
Yeah. So, you know, I have a great talk that I do that if you have a more businessy oriented or you serve speakers, where I share what four valuable ways to spread your message and amplify your visibility. And these are things that I'll teach your audience how to hire someone to do for them, as well as for those that have more personal growth and motivational podcasts, I can share how I went from being, you know, completely unemployed and laid off when I was thinking of retiring to reinventing myself.
And I never got to think of even retiring. I'm sitting there just going, oh, no.
Well, and I would say that, you know, I would use the word and how I reinvented myself to do something that I'm deeply passionate about today. That reinvention word will get picked up by those people. I can think of several podcast hosts that'll be there that will pick that up.
Yeah.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Okay. So we're going to wrap up here. What are you getting more clear about as we go through this process?
Just to be more driven to their need.
Yeah.
Or their desire. Not necessarily just a name. I want to, I want a result. That was, you know, I want to give a result. So,
yeah, the key
on there, an actual result.
So, yes, it's the key. It's the key to showcasing yourself well in any environment, whether it's a marketing message, it's a webinar, it's a video that you do, it's a podcast interview. But when you talk to a result and you don't get too bogged down in like the, what we call the features are, I do social media.
Right.
The result is I want to amplify your message. So, you know, 17 countries know that you're the expert in this area. And by the way, that might be another great talking point. Imagine having a team of people that spread your message for you so that you become the expert in 17 countries on whatever your expertise is. And you show up and do what you do best. So those are things that are visceral, language and messaging that pull me in and go, I want that, right?
Yeah. Okay, so like the things that I was saying, now should I also put like the something about being a virtual assistant, or do I?
Okay, so in the pitch here, you wouldn't, because you don't have a lot of time. You would put it on your one sheet. We're a virtual assistant company that supports authors, speakers, and messengers through these, in my podcast interview to your audience, I will show how to use five of our secret weapons to amplify your visibility. And so what you're doing is you're sharing what it is, but you're seeding that you can actually do that for them. And you can actually position it as how to use a virtual assistant to amplify your visibility and message out as a speaker. That's another way you could position it, because it's really clear. You want to use a virtual assistant to do these.
Right.
And we do this for our clients.
Right.
Trust me, it's golden.
Cool.
But be careful that you don't pitch yourself in this particular way. You want to educate to attract.
Got it. Educate. Okay.
All right. Here's your next steps.
Okay. So
kind of having your kind of next steps are really important here.
Yeah.
You want to flush this all out and craft a really nice one sheet message. So you have your talk title, have a little blurb about it, what we're talking about. Imagine spending more time getting your message out there as a speaker or author. Wouldn't that be nice? Well, most speakers and authors spend 80% of their time in the minutiae and don't get to, speak enough.
Right.
They're on the road so much that all those things fall apart and they lose out on valuable marketing and visibility opportunities. That's how I can showcase that. Okay. And then it's like, when you book me as a speaker for your podcast or a guest on your podcast, I can talk about these five core ways a virtual assistant can help amplify your visibility. And then you would use those five things we just talked about.
Okay. So within the one sheet, because your topics has a max of 170 words.
Mm-hmm.
That's not many words. So should I just say, so instead of even listing anything, I just say, learn about the five different and let that go.
Yeah. You know? If it's only 170 words, yes, you can.
And if it's so limiting like that, should I only have the one, or should I also have the motivational one about I'm 60 and holy crap?
I would say that from the stage, not in your one sheet.
Okay. So maybe keep it just to one so I can use the whole 170 on the one.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. That's perfect.
Perfect. Thank you.
Now, after that, what I want you to do is spend some time working through each of those points and what the question you want them to ask you is and what your answer is.
Okay.
And that's the single most important thing you do before you ever get on a podcast is don't wing it. Really craft your talking points so you can make sure you don't in the moment kind of blank out and forget what you want to say, but you can really hit the point home and talk about the way virtual assistants save them time, save them money, and accomplish bigger goals because they're not doing it themselves.
Got it.
Okay.
Yep.
Yay.
Yay.
Be good stuff. Now tell everybody where they can find out more about you and these amazing services that you provide to speakers, authors, and messengers.
Yes, indeed. My website is www.lvsconsultingservices.com. And you can reach me at my email, which is laurieann@lvsconsultingservices.com.
Well, good luck with this. I know we are working through some awesome ways that you're up-leveling your visibility in the Own Your Bold Inner Circle. I can't wait to see what happens.
I know. You've taken me to such steps that I never even considered. I've always been the person behind the scenes. So it's been amazing. So thank you.
You're welcome. Well done. This is Melanie Benson, your host. Thanks so much for listening in today. If you want to catch up on any of the show notes and circle back on any of the resources we shared in today's show, head on over to the show page at AmplifyYourSuccessPodcast.com. And remember, you amplify your results faster when you're in a community of other people who are moving and shaking. Join us at AmplifyYourSuccessCommunity.com. One last thing. When you've gained insight from today's episode, help us share that and inspire other people by heading over to iTunes, subscribing, and give it a review. iTunes absolutely loves seeing these reviews pop up, and it actually helps boost my show's visibility. So I would be super grateful for your reviews. And as always, I love seeing your shares of these episodes on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram. Come find me over there. Tag me in your shares. I'll give you some social media love right back. So see you next week for another inspiring episode of Amplify Your Success Podcast.